Choices to you. We offer a large variety of restaurants to choose from. Hot food delivered to your home or office. Whether you like Italian, Mexican, Thai, wings, or burgers, at Choices to You, we have you covered for lunch or dinner. Choices to You. Visit us online at choicestoyou.com or call 678-691-4541 in North Fulton or 678-765-8989 in Gwinnett. Eat out without going out.
Broadcasting live from the Subaru of Gwinnett studio inside the beautiful Sonesta Gwinnett Place Atlanta Hotel, it's time for the Tiffany Crewman Show. The Tiffany Crewman Show is powered by Fulfillment Strategies International, client focus, global fulfillment, 20 years strong and counting.
And hello again, everybody. This is the slightly annoying voice of Stephen Julian. If you are listening live, that means it's Friday at 10 a.m. and you are listening on businessradiox.com under the Gwinnett station because we are in the Subaru of Gwinnett studios inside the beautiful Sonesta Atlanta Gwinnett Place Hotel for the Tiffany Crewman Show. And I'm here with Tiffany.
Yes. Good morning. It smells better in here this morning.
It smells wonderful in here.
We'll tell you why in a minute, right?
You've got to wait
teaser.
For that. Oh, well
Look
done.
Look at me. I'm learning, right?
Teaser. Well done. Well done. Point for Tiffany.
Thank you.
I've got you on the scoreboard now. If you're listening live, like I said, it's at businessradiox.com. If you're not listening live, that means you're listening to our podcast. We hope that you subscribe through your podcast service, through iTunes, through however you find your favorite podcast shows. And we hope that the Tiffany Crewman Show is one of them. So, Tiffany, how was your week?
Good.
How's business?
Busy. Really, really, really busy.
Yeah, you are heading out of town this week.
Yes, we are leaving tomorrow to head up to Washington, and we're going to be relaunching Ava the Elephant.
Washington, D.C.
We've been waiting a long time for that.
Right?
Yes, Washington, D.C.
It is at a big trade show, right?
Yes, JPMA.
JPMA. Mm-hmm. Yep. I have no idea what
Juvenile
JPMA is.
Juvenile Product Manufacturing Association.
Yeah. Well done.
Yeah.
2 points for
Look
Tiffany.
Look at that. I'm on
she
a roll.
She had a tease and she knows what the letters stand for. How many different businesses come to?
Oh my gosh. It's a lot. I don't know. Thousands. Yeah.
Okay.
I get to meet some cool people that I've known on social media for years. One of them is at Britax. You know, a lot of the stuff that I do with Britax.
Yep.
Kate Clark, I get to meet her in person and hug her for the first time, even though we've been friends online and on the phone and on email for, gosh, 2 years now, probably.
You know, it's nice when you get to go from that text hugs and that online hugs to actual hugs.
Well, people think you can't really connect on social media, but sometimes you make some of the best friendships that way. It's really odd. Better than your neighbor, you know?
And so, quick shout. Why don't you give a quick shout out because you are relaunching Ava under your new partnership.
Under Baby Delight. Yeah.
Baby Delight.
So Baby Delight makes everything from baby monitors to co-sleepers, bottles, just about everything. And now Ava will be a part of their line.
And they work with product entrepreneurs.
Yes.
And that's,
they work with mom and dad inventors.
Yeah. Yep. I love it.
Yeah.
So you are not going to be the only Baby Delights product there.
No, I won't. But we've got some exciting things happening while I'm there. I think ABC News is going to come out to share the news of the licensing deal. We've got Parent Magazine is coming by to do an interview. So
I can guarantee one thing. You will be the only Baby Delights product person who has a slightly annoying co-host. So congratulations on that.
Yes.
That's not a point. That's just a cross you must bear.
Right.
We are, you said it smelled good in here, right?
Mm-hmm.
So we have got a special guest today. And in order to introduce that special guest, I've got to introduce Gifford from FSI.
Hi.
How are you, Gifford?
I am wonderful.
You are?
Yeah.
Fantastic. Gifford, things going good at FSI?
Absolutely. We're off to a great start this year and we're doing great things.
You're helping businesses fulfill their orders and get product where they need to get it.
Yep.
And one of the things we've said multiple times with you in the studio, with Seth in the studio, with Linda in the studio, is one of your best clients, potential clients, are those business owners who are fulfilling their own orders out of their garage,
That's
out of their bonus room,
absolutely.
Out of their living room, whatever it is.
If they want their garage or bonus room back, they need to have a conversation with us.
And if shipping and fulfilling is taking way too much of their time and not being able to focus on their business, let you guys take that burden plus some others off of their docket.
Off their process.
There you go. So you have brought one of your clients that you helped do that.
Yeah.
When you met them, they were doing stuff out of their house.
They were. And it actually was a referral. So it was
nice.
That's how that works. And, you know, I'm just really pleased to be working with you. And it's Donna Seaman of the Revotech Group and her sister, who is actually back at the ranch kind of thing, Deborah. And so, but Donna's here with us today. And She's a wonderful lady.
And she's here all the way from Charlotte.
Charlotte.
This is our first drive-in guest. I feel so special.
Well, I'm honored too.
That's pretty cool. And she stayed here at the Sonesta.
Of course she did. Because it's the beautiful Sonesta Atlantic Gwinnett Place Hotel. Donna, welcome to the show.
Thank you so much for having me.
And sorry your sister couldn't make it. But you're the more talkative one, right? Is that
I don't know about that.
That's another contest. Yeah, that's another contest.
Well,
for another
you said
time.
She speaks 7 languages, right?
Yeah, 6 languages. It depends on what personality shows up that day, I guess.
We'll have her in next time to translate to all of our listeners,
there
right?
There you go.
Now, Donna, you're the CEO and Deborah is the COO of Revitech Group.
Correct.
Tell our listeners what Revitech Group is and what you guys do.
Absolutely. Well, Revitech Group, we're out of Charlotte, North Carolina. We do R&D, sales. Really, what we focus on is what's missing out in the marketplace and how can we do it better? And we found our niche in odor eliminators and also products that remove oil-based paint. Because a lot of times people don't even know if it's oil or water-based. They just want it off.
Yeah.
So we're good with that. And so that's really what we focus on.
And we said it smells good in here because you brought one of your products in and we did a little science experiment. You want to run through that again like you did off the air?
Absolutely.
And how you described the non-urine fluid that we have in the studio?
So
wait, hold on, Donna.
Urine is very common to me. I have a newborn.
You
so.
Have to let the phrase non-urine, what did you say?
Fluid.
Non-urine
What's
fluid.
What's that fluid?
So you did an experiment for us, and this is something you do when you're pitching to a store or just
Absolutely.
Telling people about your product. So the product is Fumarix.
Fumarix, that's correct. Okay. Fumarix, it's a non-toxic, these natural ingredients, odor eliminator. What's unique about it is you can actually be in the room when you spray it. We've had it third-party tested. And the product originally came about because my sister had a loaner car, and it was a hot it was a hot July day.
In Charlotte.
And in Charlotte, which is just as disgusting here in Atlanta.
Yep. With you. Go
oh,
for it.
Oh, my goodness. And you know, she's looking at me. I'm looking at her. We're both denying it. And turns out somebody had vomited in the back of the car, and the dealership had not cleaned it. And all we had was a pineapple mango bass splash, which now we will never make ever in any of our product lines, pineapple mango, because we're still scarred from the odor.
Probably worse than the vomit, right?
It was that mixture of pineapple mango vomit.
Right.
That you just cannot, you cannot eliminate.
So the only thing worse than vomit is pineapple mango vomit.
Because what you're saying is you sprayed it to get rid of the smell, but it just covered it or didn't cover it. It
combined
shared with
it.
Yeah. So it was like a combo.
It was like a combo.
Mango.
Because it was just masking it, you know, and it didn't do a good job.
Right.
And so at all. And we were just, and so.
Did you drive in this car? Did you actually keep going?
We had to. We would have left it on the side of the road if we could, but Uber wasn't around at the time or Lyft. So we were stuck. And our father is a mechanical and chemical engineer. Hello, Dad. and so we said, we have got to come up with something because there's nothing in the marketplace that just eliminates odor. So if you either want a fragrance, you know, something that would make it more pure, more fragrant, or just eliminate that odor so you start off at a baseline. And so we created Fumarix, and my dad's background is in, you know, clean room industry, and he, you know, formulates, you know, safe, non-toxic products that why do you have to use harmful products when there's alternatives?
That's right.
And so we came up with this product, and originally it was completely fragrance-free. And when we had people try it, they're like, oh, they're waiting for like the flowers and the fruit. And we're like, but is the odor gone? And they're like, oh yeah, it's gone. So when we formulated it, we did put a refresher scent in there just to refresh you, you know, say, okay, let's eliminate those odors and refresh you from the mess. And then you can either add a fragrance and it makes it more fragrant and more pure.
What is that fragrance made out of?
It's essential oils.
Nice.
It's natural essential oils that are in there. And then the product itself, it's our magic sauce, if you will. But that is actually made from natural ingredients as well.
So, and I'm gonna stop for a second and I'm going to get real technical with you.
Okay.
So here we go.
I'm ready.
The hard-hitting Mike Wallace type question.
She's excited.
So you said no carcinogens.
Correct.
There are other, I'm going to call them competitors, but they're really not because there's nothing like you guys.
Thank you.
The other competitors, you were saying off air that one other product that is used to quote unquote eliminate odors, they actually caution on the bottle, don't
Absolutely,
be in the room
yes.
when you spray the bottle.
Right. There's like a skull and crossbones and a call out that says, I'm carcinogenic. Yeah. Don't use me around living living beings or plants. So it's like even bad for like your
fern.
So
if an odor exists in the woods and no one is around to smell the odor going getting eliminated,
there you go.
Has it really accomplished anything?
You know, some people say, can you hear the tree that fell in the woods? Right. I don't know.
That's my philosophy.
I don't know how you spray it.
You know, my philosophy background, I always wondered where that class would come in handy. Here it came in handy with odor elimination. And then there are other products that necessarily aren't carcinogenic, but they're not all natural. And talk about
sadly,
the differences.
Most are. I mean, as a cancer survivor, I started researching all of this. We removed everything from our house. So we don't have anything that even eliminates smell. We just deal with it because...
No, absolutely. And that's what's, you know, kind of scary. It's like, you don't know what you're bringing into your home. And it's like, okay, if something smells really bad, you know, what do you do about it? And a lot of times with, you know, from cigarette smoke to, you know, medical marijuana or, you know, senior care, you know, home caregivers and stuff. It's amazing how much smell really matters. It's just, you know, it's funny, you know, to say, oh, you know, stinky stuff. Yeah. But at the end of the day, you know, we have customers that call us, and it's so wonderful to hear. We just had recently somebody call and bought 4 cases because our product's available nationwide at Walmart, but it was sold out on the shelf. There's like 2 bottles, and so she bought that, bought 4 cases, and I was like, "Do you mind? You know, I just want to know how you found out about us, or you know, why you're buying so much?" And she's like, "Well, you know, my father's very old, and you know, he's sick, and it really." It really gives us back his dignity because I can spray this product and we don't have to talk about what we already know. You know,
yeah.
It smells like urine. I can spray it and it's gone immediately, instantaneously.
Without covering him in chemicals.
Without giving him more toxicity. You know, it has natural ingredients. And, you know, she was suffering from a lot of things and she uses medical marijuana. And so there was an odor to that and people can be judgy. And so it was like, here's this product, such a simple thing to eliminate odors and look how it's helping people.
Love it.
And that was such a wonderful story because one of the most amazing things, you know, being an entrepreneur, you see, okay, you know, is there something missing out there? Can I help? Because I had a problem and it was just vomit in the car, you know, and here's this life-changing product, you know, that's helping, you know, this woman, you know, and her father. And it's like, wow, it's amazing how you can affect people's lives. And that's the most rewarding thing out of it and to hear people talk about it and be like, wow, this was so amazing. Look how it affected our lives.
Well, smell is one of the 5 senses.
Absolutely.
Right? And so at least 20% of our experience and sometimes more based on if there's vomit in the back or like you talk about real life happening. I mean, both are real life.
Absolutely.
One we laugh at, one can be difficult, but at least you can make it a little bit better with how things smell.
Exactly.
So just to go back, there is no other, I mean, can you say with assurance to our listeners, there is no other product that is as all natural and I mean,
correct.
Everybody else is going to use something that is not natural.
And that does the same thing yours does.
So, and that's the other major difference. Mm-hmm. Thank you, Tiffany, is everybody else. They're just masking.
They're masking. They're using enzymes. They're using odor fatiguing techniques. Ours doesn't do that. We don't have time for it. We're one and done. Spray it, get it done. Let's move on with our life.
Can you break down what yours does again? I know you've probably already said this, but can you tell our listeners exactly what it's doing to the smell?
Absolutely.
Without being too much of a science nerd, right?
So when you have an odor, whether it's within those carbons and the protein smells, there are things called malodors, and that's the real stinky stuff, like your vomit, your urine, feces, mold, mildew, cigarette smoke.
Keep going.
The lovely, tasty things. And so our product loves that. And so what it does is it changes it molecularly. So it's almost like taking a big lasso and then shaking it up, everything that it caught, and it rearranges the molecule so it can't come back. So even in the heat, it will never come back, that odor. So even if it's, you know, I joked earlier, like 300 degrees in your car and you just, you know, somebody had an accident in there, you can spray and it will not come back. And when you talk about other products in the marketplace, not only is the chemistry different, we call it clever chemistry, but we also said, you know, what's a better delivery mechanism? And so we came out with an aerosol that's a dual feature. You can either lock down the cap, so it's like a fogger, but a safe fogger. We call it an air restorer. And, or you can use it as an aerosol. So, you know, you don't have to use the whole thing as a total release. And then what's great about it is it's third-party tested. So don't take our word for it. Take theirs. And it is, you know, safe, non-toxic. And what's great is it's also non-flammable. So when you do that, you can leave the car on, let it recirculate in the vents. Mm. And it is so wonderful. We use it all the time. We have dogs. And, you know, when it rains, it's that wet dog smell. Yeah, yeah. You're like, really? You're so cute. But God, you smell. So, you know, you just let it go. And it's just wonderful in the car. And we came out, we have True Clean. So if you have sensitivities to fragrances, that's wonderful because it's like fragrance free. We also have ice, sugar cane, and good air. They're all very, very nice upscale scents. So it doesn't...
Yeah.
It's very refreshing.
And no pineapple mango.
Yes.
Oh God. Never. No. There's a lot of words that were coming to mind, but no would be that one. Yes.
Well, we do stream over the internet. You can say whatever words you want. No judgment here.
There's no bleeping. Yeah, okay,
no,
good.
No judgment here. Gifford, I want to bring you in for a second. How has FSI been able to help Revotech? What are some of the things that you've been able to bring to the table that maybe they didn't have when they were shipping out of their garage?
Well,
Donna's going to answer. I love it. Go for it.
Well, we actually weren't shipping out of our garage. We actually had a manufacturing facility in South Carolina.
Okay.
Then we moved to Charlotte, North Carolina, so we could really focus on what do we do best. And I think as an entrepreneur, when you're starting your company, you know, it's like you can be a master of so many things, but like, are you really, at the end of the day, you have 24 hours. Are you doing the right things to grow your business and also have personal satisfaction? And so it was something that our family said, you know what? We are really good at formulation and finding niche things, but do we really need to be manufacturing? Do we really need to be shipping day to day?
We were actually manufacturing
and doing it all. And we realized that that's not really the best use of our talents. And it was a lot to kind of say we need to make a change. And so we referred to FSI and they've been wonderful. Absolutely wonderful. They have a wonderful team to set things up. And like we would say words like EDI and a build material, a bomb. And they're like, yes, we understand that language. Yes. Like, oh my God, I love God, you. Yeah. they're speaking my language. And you know,
the language you don't even know yet, right?
Well, we knew it, but it was
in-house, right? We were doing it all in-house.
Yeah, it was all in-house, but it's like, you know, sometimes we needed to have more of that eagle view.
And maybe not on a Walmart level, right?
No, we did it at a Walmart level and we were doing it, but we really needed to shift because then it's like, you have to follow up on debit memos. Why were things, you know, we shipped in full, but why did they say we did it? So how much of your time is being spent following, chasing those.
And how much money is being lost, right?
How much money, exactly. And so now what's great is that, you know, teaming up with FSI, you know, it's like we just gained all these employees almost, you know, it's like we gained a team.
Right.
But they're so good at what they do because they're great at whether it be small volume, medium or large, they can grow with you. So Walmart's demanding, but maybe, you know, an online account isn't as demanding, but it's so important because, you know, then you have people talking about you, you know, how they don't ship on time or they ship great on time and people evaluate you. And it's wonderful to call FSI and say, we need help or how do we support or grow? And we don't have to worry about in-house, you know, and they make us almost, it's like that facade. They just keep making us look better.
Well, they love you ladies too, because every time we're there, I hear about you. They're like, you got to have these girls on. We got to have these girls on. They're so full of energy. Wait till you meet them. We walk past, we're like, this is it. This is the product.
So Gifford, when we've talked to you guys before in the studio, you know, we have told the story of doing it out of your garage. But here, there's also a place for businesses that are doing their own shipping and doing it well, but you can take it to the next level.
Yes, absolutely. Because if they're, whatever their channels are, we can help expand those because if they have not gotten into the big box stores yet, then we have teams of people that can help with that. Mm-hmm. And that's what we can do. We can help grow your business as far as from that small entrepreneur, you know, doing like, you know, 100, 200, orders a month to 2,000 a month to 2,000 a week, whatever that is.
And on top of that, you know, and so Donna, you even told the story. I mean, you were already in Walmart, but to be able to have someone who's got your back
absolutely,
and will take the time so that the COO, you know, your sister doesn't have to spend 5 hours on the phone or whatever. Not that you guys spend five, but you guys know it's bringing scale, right? I mean, it's the fact of the scale of how you guys do things.
Well, in the the words of, you know, Braveheart. You know, it's freedom.
Well done.
No, absolutely. To grow the company, right?
Yeah. And it's also, you know, difficult as you're growing your business. It's trying to find the right partners so that you're not, you can't micromanage everything. So when you can find a company that knows what they're doing, that's that when you say freedom, you can scream, you can, you know, you can run, you can be naked, whatever you want to do when you say that, it's good, you know? You got a few Merricks, no nose will ever know, you're good.
Right, right, right. So I think that's a perfect time to remind everybody that you're listening to the Tiffany Kruman Show on Business Radio X. We have Donna Seaman. She is the CEO of Revotech. She brought some samples of Fumerics in the studio. She is a client of FSI. You know, the Tiffany Kruman Show is powered by Fulfillment Strategies International. Client-focused global fulfillment, 20 years strong and counting. At FSI, fulfillment is more than just packing and shipping boxes. It's thinking far outside of them. Right, Gifford?
Yes, absolutely.
I love these little, I'm just noticing these little mini spray bottles. So these are the same product, but like a little purse version or what?
Yeah, so these we call the HBC, hair, body, and clothes. We're trying to get, you know,
I know a different term for that.
And I went for the bigger bottle, the actual spray bottle, and it says, now I found this funny. It says infinite uses, and then it says over 1,600 sprays.
Correct.
Now, your dad's an engineer, or yeah. So you know, he or one of his buddies spray one, two.
You know it, three. And not just once,
No, because that's a pure sample size.
Yeah. It has to be repeatable. The test has to be repeatable.
When we first came out with like a hand sanitizer, my dad brings over like a gallon jug and like pours it on his hands. I'm like, what are you doing? He's like, he's testing. That's how he tests. I'm like, Dad, people don't buy 32 liters for one dose. He's like, I don't understand. You know, like he's like, I'm commercial. Where's the totes? And I'm like, it's an 8-ounce bottle. He's like, what will they do with that? And I'm like, oh my God. But so it was a transition. It was a transition from commercial industrial to, you know, 1-ounce bottles. Yeah. He's like, I'm so confused right now. How are we going to make money off of that?
Dad, they're not going to keep a gallon bottle in their car.
I can't fit that in my purse.
That'll last moms for, may. You never know.
Yeah, that'll last longer.
So this one's still fragrance free. So you have the option of having one without any fragrance at all.
That's correct. A lot of times what we did in this little purse, it's really like an atomizer. So, that one is fragrance free because, you know, if a man wears cologne or if a woman wears perfume, it's really for hair, body, clothes. It doesn't leave a wet residue. Mm-hmm. I have naturally curly hair. I spray something, I lose about 4 inches. And so, you know, not in a good way, but.
So it's not, and it's not a scientist, so it's not liquid like it.
It is
like
liquid, so we can spray it.
Here again, the Tiffany Kruman Show would love to have a partner that sponsors us on YouTube.
But so it's fragrance free. This way, it just will eliminate those odors. So what we didn't want is people, you know, people are judgy. And when they smell something specific, they're like, oh, you must do XYZ. And it's like, sometimes you just want to be clean. You know, it could be perspiration.
I smelled a guy who could have used some of this the other day in the store, speaking of judgy. But anyway.
I mean, a lot of people on the airplane or the gym, little squirt.
Spray around them.
Kind of walk up behind them and go,
can you walk over here, please?
So you guys have infinite uses. Obviously, this is inside of a home, but also inside the car, the story of the vomit and the pineapple mango that'll never be a thing.
Right.
And it's really just anywhere you smell, which is everywhere, right?
Which is everywhere. So the liquid version is fabric, carpet, and in the air. And it's wonderful in the car because, you know, in the actual carpet and fabric and upholstery, sometimes other products may contain starch, which basically just, it's heavy. And so you'll see, it's almost like the concept is,
yes,
it's going to, like, you know, your odor sinks and then it dries and it's sticky. And then once it dries, it just rises back into the air. So it's reintroducing itself. That's not very nice. And so, so with ours, we spray, we're not sticky, and we don't reintroduce, we eliminate.
What stores are you in currently?
Currently, we're in Walmart nationwide in the automotive air care aisle. We're going to be in Circle K, Napa Ball Camp, and some dispensaries.
So a lot of it has been in the auto industry.
That's correct.
So two women. I'm gonna broach the subject. That's what I do. That's why I'm slightly annoying. Two women. Now you do have your dad, who's the chemist, the mad scientist behind the curtain. but going out to try and develop this product, I would imagine there were some issues in the auto industry. I mean, stereotypically.
Oh yeah.
That's not.
it's not your norm. I mean, I started in the automotive industry with a hand cleaner called Easy Clean, and they're like, what could you possibly know about that? I'm like, well, actually, my dad, we needed soap. He brought home a drum. Isn't that normal? Like, yeah. It was a drum of soap. And we're both pilots. And so, you know, we always, you know, were in mechanics. I used to work for a car magazine when I lived in London. And so it's like, it was normal to me. But it's interesting when you meet other people that that's not normal. And so I remember the first time I went to Sam's Club to introduce my hand cleaner. And I had grease all over my hands. And I shook the buyer's hand. He's like, what are you doing? And I'm like, well, I guess you could use what you currently sell, or would you like to try mine?
Nice.
And so, you know, it's sometimes you just have to think outside the box and like, what would you possibly know about things? And so there you go, outside the box, FSI, it all makes sense, full circle.
I love it. They're now going to use that tape.
There you go.
I don't think you take no easily, right? I mean, I'm getting that from her. That she probably is quite the salesperson.
He was like office center gentleman. I got nowhere else to go.
Well, but I think also there's a confidence that comes with knowing you have a great product, right?
Mm-hmm. I mean, we've tried it in all ways. And so, when you know it works and you have the personal experience, it's like, oh, you know, you want to share it because it's so helpful. I mean, it's helped me out of some embarrassing situations.
Everybody's shaking their
head. Our show partner Gifford said you can't travel down that road.
We can't do that.
You must have heard that story.
We'll do that off air.
Very good.
Or maybe on our Facebook Live post. So you've done sales and so part of the backstory also is obviously if you were around the automotive industry, you already had some relationships. So that made sense, but you had to get started in that. And so there was the challenge there. But I think, again, Tiffany's, we bring this show for product-based businesses and sales is sales. It doesn't change except the quality of the product or mm-hmm. what the product does or what sets the product apart.
Absolutely.
When you can focus on that, mm-hmm. sales is just about educating and making sure they know what you do and then give them a chance to say yes or no.
It's true. And then also when you're, you're not the biggest company out there, you really have to bring it even more. Mm-hmm. I mean, being a woman in manufacturing, being a woman and really in the automotive is mm-hmm. difficult, but you know, it's difficult in general for male or female, you know, and there's challenges out there. I think at the end of the day, when you need to have a good product but people will evaluate you even more, you know, when you're smaller, everybody has a comment on, oh, I would have done the packaging this way or this. And at some point you have to just say, I believe in it and I'm going to go with it. And you have to just maintain focus and you have to take everything that you hear and learn and apply it. That's the biggest thing is you can't have a big ego and say, I'm always right. Like mm-hmm. You need to listen to people and pick up what they say. It's so important.
We talked about that on last week's show with engineers, listening to what you don't know, you know, the best entrepreneurs.
It's very important.
I love this product, but I hate seeing something like this in the market with all of these dime a dozen type sprays. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. So is that kind of your biggest challenges is showing that, look, we really are different.
So in the automotive, the reason why we went that route is because there was really nothing there except for fragrances. And so it was a great platform to say, this is a treatment. And, you know, a lot of those products are $3 to $5. Mm-hmm. Our product retails around $10. So people are like, if I'm going to buy that, it better work or I'm returning it. Mm-hmm. And we're actually the top performers at Walmart in the automotive aisle.
Oh, nice.
And they've never had a $10 price point before. And, you know, and so... It really
I bet they pushed back on that at the beginning, didn't they?
You know, they were like, well, if it fails, it's yours.
Yeah.
You know,
so, that's so true.
You know, there you go. And it's pretty simple, but I mean, I oversimplify that, mm-hmm. but we believed in it and it was wonderful from the very beginning. People got it. Yeah. You know, they were like, they understood, you know, you have such a person who comes in that automotive, that aisle, they have a problem. There's an odor that they're trying to eliminate. And so...
And all we've ever known is those little trees that like hang from the... Oh,
exactly.
Horrible.
And so when people buy it, you know, they buy this and a fragrance where, you know, now we just launched the ice, sugar cane and good air. So we're giving you that fragrance that you love and we're hoping so it might cannibalize some of those other sales out there. But...
For the women who really want some sort of, you know, sweet smell, right?
Right. Yeah. And so...
No, good air smell.
Yeah.
I love that you called it good air. Because I'm like...
But the sugar cane is a little sweeter.
It's a little sweeter. Okay. It's like a vanilla. We call it vanilla cream.
Yeah, yeah.
And so there's the woman with vanilla cream. But we don't want to get mixed up in all of it. And I appreciate you saying that. And that's why doing shows like this is mm-hmm. so valuable and so appreciative to have us. And thank you for thinking of our company and our products, because it's education. It's making people aware that it's not a fragrance, a mask. It's a treatment.
I'll say it's not Febreze. I mean, I can say their name all day long. You might not want to, but it's not Febreze. I hate Febreze. I've never used it. Well, since my cancer diagnosis, I haven't used anything like it. But to have an alternative to that is so important.
Well, and your challenge would be, I bet your number one point of education is whatever you think you want to buy to change the air around you, mm-hmm. look on the back. Just look at the ingredients.
Read the ingredients.
Read the directions. Read the instructions. Read the warnings. Right. I still can't believe there's a product that says, don't be around when you spray.
Right. No living beings can
be
around.
There's a lot. If you really read the back of a lot of things. I mean, once you're diagnosed, you start looking at everything differently. And
your food.
It's on more things than you can imagine.
Absolutely.
And trust me, when you turn around a bottle of Fumarix, I can read everything that it contains.
And it's made in the USA.
And I'm not going to tell everybody.
That's really cool.
Yeah, that is cool. And I'm not going to tell everybody. I'm going to tell everybody, go out and find a bottle and read it. And you'll be surprised. Wait a minute. There's not 72 things that I can't pronounce.
No.
So is this just located in the car aisle at Walmart?
That's correct.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Okay. So where you go and find any Schnurs in the car?
You do have direct sales to the website, right?
Correct. Revotechgroup.com, or you can just do Fumarix, FUMARX.com, mm-hmm. and FSI will fulfill that within 24, 48 hours.
Right, FSI?
Yes, absolutely.
We do have 100% shipping on time. We get report cards.
Donna, would you allow me to try and read professionally your little Fumarix
absolutely
slogan that you brought? So I think this is hilarious. Fumarix, we value your stinking opinion and we want to hear more about your stinky stuff. Send us an email with pictures and videos of Fumarix eliminating your smelliest of smells to the email below, and they can receive a 20% discount at our online store. Don't want to send a picture or a video? That's okay. We still want to hear about your stench. So they can go to Fumarix, that's FUMAIRX.com, right?
Correct.
They can also email. So the email to send all those pictures and all that stuff, right?
Yes.
Is Fumarix, FUMAIRX, at RevotechGroup.com, RevoTech Group.com.
Right? I love that's it. Correct. Moms can send in pictures of their kids, sports equipment or just all the stank things.
And your pictures will not be shared publicly, right?
Unless you want them, posted.
Okay.
You let us know.
Give permission.
Right. Otherwise we won't.
Because I'm imagining you're going to get pictures of babies' butts and things
like that. We get crazy pictures and calls. It's hilarious. Sometimes when, you're just feeling down, you're like, am I making connections? Do I matter? Yes, I do. We can look at pictures and it's like, that's awesome.
Is there one silly picture or comment or that it would be okay to share? I'm putting you on the spot. That's my last Mike Wallace.
Oh my goodness. I think the
no pressure.
You shared the one of the daughter with her dad. And that's was a great story.
More heartfelt one.
Very heartfelt. And I think one of the funniest ones was a single dad who just had his kid with a diaper. And I thought that was awesome. He's like, you're better than diaper genie. Thank you.
Yeah.
And
nice.
I thought that was awesome because couldn't use the aerosol just because he doesn't want to use an aerosol around a baby, but use the liquid version that they had bought at Napa. And I just thought that was awesome.
That's
he was
great.
There buying some like lug nuts or something. And it's like, all right, it was perfect.
And both moms and dads who've used diaper genie is a great product, mm-hmm. but I will confess after my son was about a year old, it's like, there's this overarching stench.
Yes. Right. It's coming from there.
Yes. Every time I open it to put one in, it gets worse.
Right. You don't even have to open it. I mean, I'm sitting there nursing my daughter. Just the whole room just reeks of it.
Well, that might be a conversation.
That's personal. Where is the offending odor? We must find it and kill it.
So everybody go out and get a bottle of Fumarix. And I'll just say this is the last one. So there is the... There is a fogger. Go through the product line.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
So there's four collections. It's a fragrance collection. It's called Sugarcane, Good Air, Ice, and True Clean. And they come in an aerosol version, which has a dual feature. So it's used as a handheld aerosol or a total release, like a fogger. So in your home, if you've got a smoker and you're trying to sell your home, set it off. And
so you're saying you can see, this stuff. So you just kind of skim over it. You're saying you can press it down and it stays pressed. You sit in the room and it fills the whole room.
Exactly. It depletes in about 45 seconds. So right now, if we had, let's say a heavy smoker trying to sell your home, Set it off in the kitchen, lock it down, it will deplete. But and you can actually be in the house when it's happening, watch TV, and it will
eliminate and not die.
And so and it will eliminate those odors. And what's great is that the air store, the aerosol version, when you lock it down, it really gets into those nooks and crannies in your venting system, and it's wonderful. And then, or you can use it as that handheld aerosol. Sometimes you don't need a total release. It's just a couple of sprays and it's fine. And so that's where you get, you know, so many uses for it. And then versus the spray.
1,600 sprays.
1,600 sprays in just an 8-ounce bottle.
Over 1,600 sprays. Yeah.
And the spray is wonderful for fabric, carpet, and, you know, in the air as well. Yeah. And people who are, they don't want to use an aerosol, they have a liquid version. And then that comes in two sizes, a 1-ounce and an 8-ounce.
You've got a lot of SKUs, huh? Even more of a reason to have FSI, right?
There you go. And then one of the newest ones is this HBC, which is hair, body, and clothes, which is great. We actually went to the Grammys. We did an after party for the Grammys, and this was one of the gifts for them. And it was hilarious. People were like picking it up, and they were like, here I am trying to be like technical and scientific about what it does. And they're looking at me kind of lost. And my sister's like, it gets rid of pot. Oh, okay. And all of a sudden, people are like, they're like shoving them in places that we didn't even know existed in a dress. You know, they're like putting it in pockets and stuff. We're like, wow, this really, they're like, and then the people like smoking joints and like spraying it. They're like, this really works. They're like, this is, I'm going to have to go home now.
Yeah,
like it was hilarious. It was so awesome. Funny. She's like, I got this. And I'm like, all right, I don't know why I'm here.
It's a big market,
you know?
For you.
So it's
not to be confused with a mint.
Yes. Not a mint. Yeah. People were like, when they squirt, some people squirt in their mouth. They're like, well, it is non-toxic and natural. So, oh, okay. And then they use it as like a hand sanitizer. I'm like, oh, I think it's time to go home.
It is hair, body, and clothes.
So, but it was pretty funny. But those are our lines.
That's why it says for external use only. Yeah,
all the instructions.
I just checked for that. Did you see me? I'm like,
yes, I saw you.
Say that, right?
Oh, that's awesome. Donna, thank you so much for being here
on
the show.
Thank you for having me. Yeah, this was fun.
Absolutely. Gifford, thank you for finding Donna as a client and bringing her on the show.
Well, too. You are quite welcome.
Yeah, absolutely.
Been a joy.
So,
if she allows me to keep some of this, I'm going to be using it in the morning because we're getting a rental car in the morning for Washington. So
oh my goodness.
I'll be covering that sucker with it.
I'm not asking Donna. I'm just taking some.
Yeah.
Perfect. I brought it for you.
Yeah. So, and I will become a client. That is for sure. So
thank you so much.
So glad that Donna could be here. Gifford, so glad that you brought her. And Tiffany, any... Party.
No, just thank you. Thank you for sharing this. And I'm going to ask like 1,000 more questions off the air about the science side of it. And I'm just excited about the product.
So I have a question for you, Tiffany. If someone's a listener and they've enjoyed this show and they want to learn more about maybe some of those questions you ask off the air, or learn more about some of our guests who've been on former shows or some of our partners who come on, and where can they go to keep up with you and learn more about building a product-based business?
They can go to TiffanyKrumans.com.
Really?
And yeah, it's pretty exciting. Like I said last week, I've got to work on my website a little bit, but if they go there, there's a link for Business Radio X and it links to all of our partners and all of the past shows and our Facebook group, which is really starting to take off. People are starting to ask all kinds of questions and we're able to respond. And we've had some great advice in there from all of our partners actually who are in the group and can respond pretty quickly. So
I haven't given any advice yet.
Yeah, I know. Where have you been?
Because nobody's asked any financial questions.
That's true. Yeah.
So I would encourage everybody
nobody
to ask
likes
financial
to ask
questions.
Those, right?
Right. No one ever wants to talk about money.
Yeah.
But so that's why I'm slightly annoying is I get them to talk about money. But so you can ask any questions about any part of your business. Mm-hmm. If we don't know the answer, we will find someone who can answer the question. We love to spotlight our guests on there. And we're trying to create a forum where small business owners can come and learn and come and build their business and stay in business and do better business. So that's kind of what we want to do. One other last little thing before we go, I just want to give a quick shout out to choicestoyou.com. Our shows, we try to be timeless, but sometimes we talk about what day it is and where we are. Today is, and actually yesterday, started my favorite time of year as a sports fan. Yesterday was the start of the NCAA basketball men's tournament, the round of 60. They were down to 64 teams. And so from 12 p.m. to 12 a.m., they were showing basketball all day. They do it again today. When my wife and I got married 22 years ago, one of the favorite memories we have of our honeymoon was watching NCAA basketball together. She's a big sports fan. And so we do it every year. We love to keep our brackets. And I love this period of year because from right about now till right after my birthday, the beginning of April, you have the men's NCAA basketball tournament. Then you have the Masters coming up. You have the start of the baseball season. You have WrestleMania if you're a professional wrestling fan. I mean, you have so many cool things around sports and entertainment. And that means I'm going to sit around a lot. And that means that I'm going to be in front of a TV a lot. And that means I might not want to cook a lot. So you know what I need to do? I need to go to choicestoyou.com. Our friend Tom and his partners at choicestoyou.com. You can have lunch and dinner delivered hot and fresh from local restaurants. Restaurants that you think they didn't deliver. Well, they don't. They use choicestoyou.com to deliver that food. And there's many times there's no difference in the price. You pay the same like you would. So all you're doing is tipping your driver rather than tipping your waiter or waitress. So at your home or office, eat out without going out. Check out choicestoyou.com. Find the restaurant near you and order from them. Or you can call them at 678-765-8989.
And don't forget about the Give Back initiative that we announced last week with Choices to You. They can go to our website, tiffanycrewmans.com/choices, and can nominate someone in the Gwinnett, North Fulton, and Barrow areas that they want to surprise with a meal.
So whatever they want off the website. If I'm being a slob and not getting off my couch and ordering from choicestoyou.com just so that I don't have to, you know, leave my house, at least I'll feel better about myself nominating someone who's giving back to the community. when the games are over, I can get up and go do something nice in the community.
And we've got some great stories coming in. We already do.
Fantastic. So for Gifford and for our guest Donna today and for Tiffany and for Trey, who helped produce the show. This is Stephen Julian. We'll see you next time on the Tiffany Crewman Show.